Proud feminist Justin Trudeau, Kamala Harris loss shows women's rights under attack in U.S. by Elizabeth Wybel on December 11, 2024. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau criticized the United States for not electing Vice President Kamala Harris to the presidency, suggesting that women's rights and women's progress are under attack. During a speech on Tuesday evening at an Equal Voice Foundation event, Trudeau claimed America was facing regressive forces that were attempting to fight against women's rights and progress, according to the National Post. Trudeau noted that the U.S. had decided for a second time to not elect its first woman president. "It shouldn't be that way. It wasn't supposed to be that way. We were supposed to be on a steady, if difficult sometimes, march towards progress," Trudeau said. And yet, just a few weeks ago, the United States voted for a second time to not elect its first woman president. Trudeau added, "Everywhere, women's rights and women's progress is under attack. Overtly and subtly, but I want you to know that I am and always will be a proud feminist. You will always have an ally in me and my government." The comments from Trudeau come a month after President-elect Donald Trump won the presidential election over Vice President Kamala Harris after he earned 270 votes in the Electoral College. As Breitbart News's Wendell Hussebo reported, Trump has recently taken to trolling Trudeau by calling him Governor Justin Trudeau of the great state of Canada. During a meeting between Trudeau and Trump at Mar-a-Lago, Trump was reported as having joked about Canada becoming the 51st state and Trudeau being the governor if Canada did not like the idea of a 25% tariff on goods from Canada. The meeting between Trudeau and Trump came after Trump threatened both Canada and Mexico with 25% tariffs on goods imported from both countries and would not lift the tariffs unless both Canada and Mexico addressed the ongoing illegal immigration and drug inflow.